Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
This is a story I'm not really excited to bring to the table. The Tui family featured in the movie The Blind Side is responding to Michael Orr's claims that they made millions off his name and his story. When I saw the headlines for this, I was like, the whole story was a lie. I loved that movie growing up. So if you haven't seen The Blind Side, it's a film about a wealthy family called the Tuies, and they take in this really good high school football player named Michael Orr.
He's from the inner city.
He's from the inner city, overcoming, you know, difficult challenges, like his mother was suffering from, substance abuse, and it just wasn't like a good situation. So the whole story is this, you know, beautiful tale of them, you know, taking him in, and he becomes, he goes to play for Ole Miss, and then he gets drafted by the Ravens, and they adopt him, and it's this really good feel-good movie. And so basically his headline is saying, yeah, that none of that's true. So now the family's coming out and saying, wait a second, that's not what we know about our story. So let me lay out the facts, and then we can chat about how this is all playing out. So the Tuies are coming out and saying that they got half of the profits off of the book that the movie was based off of. And they said that everyone got it, got an even share, which was about $14,000. They're saying that any money from the movie was also split evenly, which was reportedly about $100,000. But the legal filing from Michael Orr's team says that the Tuies and their two birth children each got $225,000 plus 2.5% of the film's defined net proceeds. And he's saying, I got none of that. They are also talking. So the other messy part is the adoption story. He's basically saying they never even adopted me. They've made all this money off of this, like, you know, beautiful story of them taking me in, and I'm not even legally a part of the family. Well, the Tuies are saying, well, we couldn't legally adopt him at the time because he was 18. You can't adopt someone who's a legal adult. So they had to do a conservatorship, which sounds familiar because we've had that whole story about Britney Spears being under the conservatorship and it's her family making money off of her. And he's claiming he didn't know that until this year. Well, what is also coming out is that he had a book come out about 10 years ago where he actually has a quote where he literally lays out the fact that he knew about the conservatorship. So this is a direct quote from his book called I Beat the Odds. It says, there was one major event that happened right after I graduated high school. I became a legal member of the Tui family. It felt like kind of a formality as I'd been a part of the family for more than a year at that point. Since I was already over the age of 18 and considered an adult by the state of Tennessee, Sean and Leanne Tui would be named as my, quote, legal conservators. They explained to me that it means pretty much the exact same thing as adoptive parents, but that the laws were just written in a way that took my age into account. Honestly, I didn't care what it was called. I was just happy that no one could argue that we weren't legally what we already knew was real. We were a family.
And now he's saying that, and he and his team are saying that he's entitled to more money, and he's hurt that they didn't actually adopt him and didn't understand it back in the day?
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, that he signed a bunch of things that he didn't really comprehend what they were, and also something that he signed basically gave away all his rights to his name and his likeness. When the headlines broke, because I was a fan of the movie as well, I was like, no.
I know. I loved that movie. It was such a feel good, right?
Yeah. I love the story of the movie, but even in him, like, I followed his career because of mm-hmm. this story and rooted for him. So to find out that it played out this way, it was devastating.
I think this is really, really layered. You know, he signs a bunch of contracts when he's 18 years old. I don't even look at the fine print on contracts now as an adult. As 18, all I know is that this family is taking me in from a very dire situation, so he probably signed it. And then in trying to explain it to an 18-year-old, they were probably didn't want to get too ingrained in the actual definitions of things. So you're explaining it to an 18-year-old. I just don't want to believe that there was any malintent here.
Okay.
You do?
I don't know if there's malintent, but it's definitely a possibility. I'm not gonna write it off that they didn't. I've also seen stuff too because Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for that movie, and they want her to return her Academy Award. But I'm like,
that seems silly.
Leave Sandra out of this.
That seems really silly.
Well, because they feel so robbed that the movie was a lie, and it's supposed to be based on a true story. So reading this, because this, I mean, God, the movie came out back in the early 2007 or something like that. So I mean, it's been a minute. But he was digging into stuff and hired a lawyer, and the lawyer did the digging, and now this is all coming out. But the TUI's, I hadn't seen the TUI's statement, only what Michael Orr's team had released. So, because they were still crafting their statement at the time, but they are saying, no, he did get the same amount of money as the family. Because what I read was, he literally got nothing, and the family split everything from the movie.
Yeah, they're claiming that everybody got everything evenly. He's saying that he had no idea about anything. I think some other important context to note is that they also just sold their company for $220 million, which is not even a part of the film at all. So it just kind of seems silly that, I don't know. We got to follow the money trail, and when that comes out, I think that'll bring a lot more clarity to stuff. Britney Spears and her husband are headed for divorce, and I'll tell you all about those alleged cheating rumors on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.